The absolute corruption that is exposed here by this Tennessee district court judge, unbelievable, tyrannical corruption, a complicit medical community. The judge then using the Tennessee Bureau of Investigation to intimidate this man, who the story came out because of a traveling, I don't know, but it's a, they have Children's Health Defense, and they've got a new documentary about vaccines. It's called Vaxxed 3. And so they're going around the country and they're having screenings and stuff like that. So I don't know exactly what you call that, but it's a, you know, they got a bus and everything. And so this guy whose family was harmed by this stuff, contacts him and tells him his story. And it's amazing. Absolutely amazing. A Tennessee judge, as part of a divorce, ordered all the children to be vaccinated. They had not been vaccinated at all. So he wants them to get 5 years of vaccines all at once. And you got a doctor who did it. That's the amazing thing. One of the children, the oldest one, who I think at the time was in junior high school, because she's in high school now. This is a couple of years. This has been going on for several years now. The older girl had had allergy issues. And so the doctor said, well, I'm not going to give all of them to her at once. But the two younger children, boys, were given all of them, 18 of them, in a day. Now, how in the world do you give that many vaccines, number one? I mean, they don't talk too much about the doctor here. But folks, just because a judge tells you to give them a vaccine, she did use her prerogative to say, I'm going to separate this out. And see, this is one of the things that a lot of people have talked about in terms of the spread of autism and the damage from vaccines, is how they concentrate so many in such a short period of time for these children whose parents get them vaccinated, who let the insurance companies and the doctors that are financially blackmailed by the insurance companies push this on them. And so when I look at this, 18 different vaccines, are they vaccinating kids for 18 of them? No. To me, it is absolutely insane, because when you look at the schedule, and again, we've got, you know, kids by the time they get to, I don't know what the age is, but, you know, there's 72 vaccines. And when you look at the picture, and I've shown this picture before, I don't have it today to show it to you. They got a little baby in diapers, and they've got all of these hypodermic needles outlining the baby's body, 72 of them. And they talk about, well, you got to get this, and then you got to get it again. You got to get it again. They're giving kids four or five times, they're giving them a vaccine for the same condition, over a short period of time. And I imagine that the way that they got to these 18 vaccines was by, you know, she gave him five doses of MMR or whatever it was, you know, all at once. What I don't understand is why, first of all, this father who is left in a very bad situation trying to care for this child now, this five-year-old develops autism. Both of the boys who got all these vaccines in one day immediately had to go to the intensive care unit. And he was there for quite some time. The other boy was there for 2 days. He was there for quite some time. When he came out, he has such severe autism that the father has to change his diapers every 2 hours. He says a perfectly normal five-year-old. And doctors at Vanderbilt say, yeah, it was caused by the vaccines. To me, this is the clearest case of malpractice I've ever seen in my life. You ought to get some financial compensation. Well, that's not even talked about in the Children's Health Defense article here. He has severe regressive autism. Now, what happened was the family, the man, his wife, and the three children, moved from Chicago to rural Tennessee. He wanted a calmer life and that type of thing. He wanted to get out of the city. She didn't like that. And so a divorce began. And they go before this family court judge. Now, let's just insert here. You know, when we look at the power that these family court judges have, think back to Terry Schiavo. You had a family court judge who literally murdered her in slow motion before the eyes of the entire nation. And he said, this lawyer knew that this judge was really big on vaccines, her lawyer. And so her lawyer, he said, I think her lawyer said something to the judge. And then because the judge brings it up about vaccines, why would he bring that up if she hadn't said anything? And when he says, I think it's child abuse, he goes on to say, and whichever one of you parents is responsible for this or whatever, right? If one of you agrees to vaccinate the kids, you're going to get custody of the children right now. And he said, her lawyer leaned over and whispered into her ear, told her to do that. And she said, yeah. He said, I couldn't believe it because we'd been on the same page. So that was one of the things that we definitely agreed on. And so for that, she gets custody of the kids. And then the judge has them go down to a quote-unquote doctor who gave them all these vaccines in one day. And so then he comes down with severe regressive autism, and the mother abandoned the children. He just disappeared. Oh, but it gets worse. This judge, again, his name is Todd Burnett, B-U-R-N-E-T-T, so that you all know who this guy is. This guy has got him paying child support, and yet he's got custody of the kids. He says, I haven't had a night's sleep since then because I've got to set the alarm every 2 hours to change his diaper. And he can't live a normal life. He can't have a normal job, but he's taking care of three kids, one of them with a severe regressive autism. And they don't know what's going to happen to the other boy. I wouldn't be surprised if something happens, shows up with him, like autoimmune or something like that. The same type of thing that happened with Travis after he had a vaccine reaction. He didn't have as severe, we didn't have to put him in the intensive care unit. He was stiff and couldn't move for several days. And then a few years later, it all came back, and that's when the autoimmune began. And so the question is, you know, how can he do this and force this? But then it gets even worse, as I said. The father, who is now taking care of these kids because the mother has disappeared, and the father has this horrific situation, he's having to pay child support. Now, nobody knows where the mother is, but he has to pay child support to the state of Tennessee because of this judge. And what happens to that money? Well, if the mother doesn't collect it, the state of Tennessee keeps it. Isn't that amazing? I mean, this thing, whether you're talking about this medically, legally, this is one of the most horrific stories I've ever seen. By the way, one son was in for a couple of days in ICU. Isaac, who came out with severe regressive autism, was in for 12 days. And of those 12 days, he had 8 days of a 106-degree fever. That can be enough to kill you. And and now the father is having to pay child support, having to take care of this other child. He says, I haven't had a full night's sleep in 4 years. And then things take another turn for the worse. When he finds out, he knows that it's a vaccine injury. Like I said, the doctors at Nashville, at Vanderbilt, said that was a direct result from forced vaccination. The doctor saw him, said she's only seen one other kid that acts like Isaac does. That's how bad his autism is. And so he says, how can a judge force medical care without a doctor's input? I don't think judges should be dictating medical treatment from the bench. Well, of course not. And then he began covering it up. You see, the judge sealed the hospital records. And he was able to, it wasn't until he enrolled his daughter in high school that while obtaining her records from the local health department, he had a chance to view Isaac's records, the one who has severe autism. And that's when he saw that Isaac had received 18 vaccines in one day. I don't know why the Children's Health Defense Fund is not telling him to sue that doctor. He ought to sue the pants off of that doctor. Because the doctor, again, could use their discretion. The doctor gave his older daughter, who had had some allergic reactions, split the vaccines over several days, and she didn't wind up going to the ICU, but she gave all these vaccines to the two sons. Then when Children's Health Defense is coming with their Vaxxed 3, I guess it's called Road Trip, when they're coming to town, he has local law enforcement and the Tennessee Bureau of Investigation, this judge, has a TBI threaten him. He said they came to his house with assault rifles and all the rest of this stuff. I said, we got CPS wants to see. He said, get a warrant. He wouldn't let him in. So he did that right. Did that right. The judge said, he's still paying child support. He can't get any help from the judge. The judge says, well, I can't do anything unless you can get her here in front of me. He says, well, I've served her, but nobody knows where she is. And she won't reply to this. Let's tell you another personal story here, too. We adopted Travis, it was an open adoption with a teen mom. I'll have to tell you that story sometime. That's an amazing thing, how God put that together. We went so many years without having children. But she was a teen mom, and she didn't want to have an abortion. She put the child up for adoption, put up Travis for adoption. And she signed the paperwork and all that kind of stuff. But the father, and this is the second child that she had had with his father, and she was still like a junior in high school. They didn't get him for statutory rape. He didn't want to say anything at all, acknowledge paternity, and he would not respond to anything. And so we were in the process of adoption. And when we moved to another county, that county clerk, and they've been processing it in the other county, that clerk said, well, I'm not doing anything unless I get the father to sign some paperwork. That's what we're looking at here, right? So this guy says, well, I'm not going to change anything. You're still going to have to pay the child support, even though you're doing all the heavy lifting and all the child support, unless you can get her here. So they told us, no, we're not going to finish the adoption here unless you can get him to respond. It's like, he won't respond. Well, nothing I can do. Not going to do anything. So we just decided at that point in time that we were not going to, if we ever had anything as an issue come up with that, we're just going to leave the country. I've had it with America anyway. I mean, it's such a corrupt place. It wasn't going to be a situation we're going to try to plead with these courts over this kind of nonsense. But that, fortunately, God protected us from that type of thing. But this is the intransient types of bullheaded judges that you run into. And so he said, our lives have changed forever. I can't have a regular job. He said, I get work here and there. I got an alarm that goes off every 2 hours. He eats in the middle of the night. We live out in the country. There's no bus. So he says, I take him to school back and forth. And he takes him to school. And he said, in Tennessee, they are allowed to put Isaac in a chair and restrain him. That's what they're allowed to do for autistic kids. They strap him into a chair. And they're allowed to pepper spray him and to tase him. This is barbaric. I'm seeing some really awful stuff here in Tennessee. This is amazing. They can put autistic kids and strap them in a chair, pepper spray them, tase them. And he said state, county, and town officials have attempted to intimidate him and his family. The Tennessee Bureau of Investigation showed up his home December 5th, this last December 5th. Somebody starts beating on the door. There's a truck at the end of the road, a truck at the end of the other road, and two trucks in the driveway, and they had assault weapons. He said the officers claimed that a social worker wanted to speak with him, but he refused to open his door for them. He submitted a FOIA act to the state to find out why his home had been raided. But he was told that there's no records of anything. No records of anything. He believes that this is coming from the judge. And so then he went to a county commissioner who finally found somebody who was honest and did something. So the county commissioner then called the sheriff. And the sheriff talked to them, and he said they backed off. So you've got this judge and you've got social workers and you've got the Tennessee Bureau of Investigation, and they're going to be his little hired hands to come after this guy. But then he goes to the county commissioner, and the county commissioner goes to the sheriff. I tell him to back off. You see why I say you need to focus on your local elections and not the presidency? I mean, we got enough problems at the local level, and there's no help coming from Washington. Just ask the people in North Carolina about that. So, anyway, he said they then contacted him. The judge contacted him because he was putting out some flyers about Vax 3. I mean, they're onto this guy, following him. This judge who sealed the records and all the rest of it, he doesn't want him talking to Children's Health Defense. And I can understand why. This is now a national story. The corruption from this local Tennessee judge, Burnett, with two T's. He said he mobilized the TBI. He said he tried to scare us into not doing the interview with the Children's Health Defense bus. So he says it's been a learning experience for his oldest child, older children, rather, who will have to take care of Isaac every day after I die. He said it's a lifetime commitment. He said, my kids are learning. Hannah and Joseph are learning about their government and their food and their environment, and they're teaching their friends about all this stuff. Well, we're all learning something about this as well, aren't we? Pretty amazing.
Let me tell you, the David Knight Show, you can listen to with your ears. You can even watch it by using your eyes. In fact, if you can hear me, that means you're listening to The David Knight Show right now. Yeah, good job. And you want to know something else? You can find all the links to everywhere to watch or listen to the show at thedavidknightshow.com. That's a website.